Welcome to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast.
Hey, Misty, here's a little best of from today's show.
There's a feature on your car that one third of us never use, and that would be the horn. Wow. Just don't use it at all. It's Kinkle Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. It's kind of surprising to me. Misty brought up New Jersey, where she just moved from, and that's a honking state.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I use it, but I've learned from my wife there's a certain way to honk. Just a gentle beep. Just to let you know we're here. Not supposed to lean on it. I've over-honked before, and she got onto me.
Oh, yeah. Over-honked.
Okay.
So how about you and your family?
You're over-honking
again. Yeah, right. 888-9976. Rosa is with us from Mesa, Arizona.
I just wanted to let you know that the only reason I don't use my horn at one time is because it didn't work.
Oh.
But I'm on it.
You're on it.
I'm on it as far as, you know, I live in Mesa, East Mesa on top of that, and there's lots of folks that just have nothing to do with the retirement area.
It is.
And they just can sit there and look at the plane for hours, and I'm like, come on, I got to get to work. Can you please hurry up? You know?
Well, if your car horn's not working, you could just lean out the window and go,
right? Sound like I'm going to age myself, but I'm like, hey, you guys. Like,
hey, you guys.
That's awesome. Party? From the Goonies.
Oh, the Goonies.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
You didn't know that?
I'm so disappointed in him right now. I'm with you, Rosa. What?
I don't know. I'm from that era. I don't even think I've seen the movie.
Okay, now my phone doesn't work. I'm going to hang up.
It's another weekend, and my daughter has no plans with friends. It's Kinkle Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio, speaking of friends. Mm-hmm. And this is an email we received. She says she's a great girl, but her friendship road has been a little bumpy. It's been difficult for her, and when I see her being left out, it makes me feel sad because I know that she's sad. I realize there are other moms that, you know, have gone through the same thing. Any tips and ideas to help your children socialize?
I remember going through that. When I was in fourth grade, I made the transition from a private school to a public school. And so all of the friends that I had grown up with.
Oh, no.
Suddenly gone. And all of the invitations that I had on the weekend, suddenly gone as well. It was a really rough transition, and I suddenly found myself without a big social connection like I had before. And I was very lonely for a couple of years.
Well, at that age, that's tough, too.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I love that you use the word lonely, because that really personifies how I felt in high school. Very lonely. And I remember particularly one night that everybody was headed out to do their things. My sisters, my mom and dad, and there I was sitting in the family room, and makes tears right now just thinking I was so lonely. And mom and dad were concerned about me, but they had their own thing. And it's a really, really difficult place to be for a kid. And I think that's why I feel so strong about finding a place where you belong. Because I felt that loneliness.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Well, if you've dealt with that, we'd love to get your take on this at 888-9976. As a parent, what do you do? I did a little bit of research here. And number one, it says to steer clear of stigmas, you know, like calling your child shy or something like that. And it suggested, hey, you can be the party planner.
Oh.
And invite people over, invite kids over.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And then, of course, just listen and love when your child opens up. Just listen, love on them. But if you've got some tips and ideas how to deal with this situation, 888-9976, Family Life Radio. Good morning.
Hi, this is Krista, and I'm calling in about how to help your children get some friends.
Yeah, we got an email from a mom whose daughter just doesn't have any friends right now and doesn't quite know what to do.
First of all, I think you need to be very intentional in your prayer life for your child, and a very specific prayer of, Lord, please bring my child a godly friend.
That's good.
Yeah.
And continue to pray that until God brings them that friend. And then be intentional about getting a group of friends to their house. And you have to have those friends over to your house.
Yeah, that's one of the tips was be a party planner. As a parent, you can do that.
Yep, and I have just found out in my life, I have 5 children, and I was very intentional about always having the kids have friends come to our house.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like that builds relationships. And then the parent is also involved in seeing how their child is reacting with friends and helping give them tips on, you know, how to be a friend.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And I always tell my children, you have to be a friend. You're the one that has to invite people over. You're the one that has to be intentional.
Yeah, to reach out. Mm-hmm.
If you want a friend, you have to be a friend.
That is true.
That's good.
That's all I have.
That's good. That's funny. Good advice.
That's all I have.
Hey, I'm Maddie Mullins. Thank you so much for supporting Family Life Radio. As a listener-supported ministry, God is using you to be a part of a story of a life changed.
You can give safely and simply at myflr.org. Thank you for making hope possible.
Anytime you've got good news, you can call us 888-888-9976. Karen is with us. Tell us your story.
Now, we'll try to say this without crying.
Okay.
My parents, their health started declining, and my husband and I were able to build an apartment for them on our house. Mm. And our goal was that they would be able to live with us until they passed. But my dad passed first, and my mom's health wasn't good, and so we kind of went along taking care of her until her mental status declined to the point where she really needed 24-hour care. And both my husband and I worked, and it was just so expensive to have 24-hour care for her in our apartment that my brother and I decided we had to put her into an assisted living facility. I visited her twice a day, and every time I left, I just cried because we had this beautiful place for her in our house, but I just couldn't see how I could take care of her and work, too.
Yeah.
And so there was such sorrow in my heart. And I just prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. So one day I was peeling potatoes and I was just like, God, I want mom home. I want her here with us. But how can we do that with her money? She had a little money, but not enough to last very long. And he just spoke to my heart and said, she won't be here next year. Mm-hmm. And I just, so I'm out. We just stepped out. We got home care for her. We brought her back home. And we had 8 wonderful months of being there with my mom at our house. And it was just such a blessing. And I wouldn't have had the faith to step out like that if God hadn't spoke to my heart.
Wow. That's beautiful. Yeah. That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you. You guys are awesome.
Oh, thank you. You are. Hey, we want to hear your good news. What kind of good news you got going on? Call right now. 888-888-9976.
You have been there. I'm sure somebody tried your patience and you were just, you're amped up and you're ready to go. You want to say something. You probably want to approach it in not the kindest way. My husband and I were at a storage unit recently and we had a big item that we had to move down several floors. They had an elevator, but getting it from the storage unit to the elevator down to our car was the issue.
Mm-hmm.
$1 for the whole building for some reason. Oh. We could not find it to save our lives, and we needed it, and we go searching for it, and we finally locate it, and there is this woman who is at her storage unit, and she's just taking her time. She has it parked out in front of her storage unit, slowly loading it up, just going through one item at a time.
Just having a wonderful time loading her dolly.
Just not a care in the world, shows no signs of being done anytime soon. And yes, we were like, how long is this going to take? We waited about 45 minutes before we gave up on her. I mean, she was not in a hurry. And and finally we were like, we're going to have to get this thing downstairs on our own. So we struggled, we managed, but before we left, I found a piece of paper in my car and I was like, I am going to let this woman know that she is not being very thoughtful to other people in the building.
You're going
to
give her a little piece of your mind.
A little piece of my mind. Yeah. So I penned a letter. You are being thoughtless. There is $1.
Oh, no.
Like, wait till you're ready to put everything in your car and then use it. And I was about to put this letter on her car because she was the only other one parked out in front of the building when God said, don't you do it. You have no idea whether or not this is the worst day of her life, and you're about to complicate it even further. You don't know if she just lost her job. You don't. What if this is the locker of a loved one that she just lost and she's cleaning it out? You have no idea what is going on in her life, and you're about to put this pretty nasty letter on her windshield for her to find? Try a little kindness. Try a little patience. Like, this is not representative of me at all right now. Go back to that little bracelet that you used to wear when you were a kid, Misty. WWJD. This is not what right. I would do in this moment.
Yeah.
And so I was like, yes, sir. Then I took the letter back. And I actually keep that letter in my glove box to this day. So when I'm tempted to respond in that way, I yank it out and I read how nasty I was about to be in that moment. And I go, what is this person struggling with that I have no idea? That's here good. I am thinking of me. I need to be thinking of what they might be going through right now.
Yeah, that's really good. You know, we'd love to get your take on this if you've ever been in that situation. And it's good to remember this. If someone's acting badly, usually something bad is happening with them. So, yeah, just something to think about today. Eat ice cream every day. That's what one third of kids would say if they were president. It's Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. So if you have a child near you, we'd love to know if they could do something, if they were president, what would it be? Oh, I guess if you want to answer, you can do that for yourself. 888-888-9976. Cameron's with us. What do you got?
My niece actually got asked this question a long, long time ago, and I just remembered her too because of you. She would enact National Teddy Bear Day.
Oh!
Because everybody needs a fluffy friend at least once a day.
I love that.
I do too.
National Teddy Bear Day.
Yes.
So would it enable all children to have teddy bears, or that you just need to play with one that day, or what?
There was going to be a truck that would go around and deliver teddy bears to everyone without a teddy bear.
I'm all for this.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's cool.
Did you guys have a teddy bear growing up?
I did, but didn't really get into the teddy bear.
No. Oh, come on now.
I have stuffed otters. I think that's close.
Yeah.
They're still fluffy and squeezable.
Now, you said stuffed otter like you had it made that way.
No.
Okay, good.
No.
No taxidermy involved.
No, no. Kenkel, Fritz.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy.
You know what? What's bringing you joy could bring someone else joy. Give us a call. It's time for that joy report. 888-888-9976. Family Life Radio.
Good morning.
Morning.
Who's this?
This is Brandy.
Brandy, where are you calling from?
Clovis, New Mexico. I was just calling to say about the things that make me happy.
Yeah.
Listening to Christian music, I mean, it's so uplifting, and then especially when I hear my 10-year-old singing it, that just really is special.
What is that worth? Yeah. Something about the kids praising God that just warms your heart.
Oh, my 4-year-old quoted her memory verse from Cert, talking about how she was fearfully and wonderfully made, and I almost burst into tears.
Oh,
That's beautiful.
And that's a good verse for a little kid to know.
Well, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And I told her, yes, you are, darling. Yes, you are.
And let me give you a big old squeezy kiss.
Yes.
Oh, that's adorable.
I love it.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to share.
So. Good stuff.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. So what kind of joy do you have to report? Call us right now. 888-888-9976. Maybe you've gone camping. Maybe that's just not your thing. It's Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. There are camping people, and there are people that are hotel people. I've noticed that. That's just a... Sally, I can tell you're in the hotel, aren't you?
I am, though I grew up camping. And so now glamping is more...
You're a glamper. Misty, your hotel, totally, 100%, right?
Yeah.
So I took my 13-year-old son camping. And guys, it's hard when you have a daughter or a child that is disabled to do normal things, because she's in a wheelchair, so it just kind of makes it so that we can't do a lot of stuff. I just said, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm going to take Sam camping. He's a typical kid, 13 years old. Never been done before, but we love camping. My wife and I love it, just haven't been able to do it with our daughter. So I'm like, you know, we're just going to do a father-son thing. And so over the weekend, We went camping, and I got to tell you, it was a blast. But the most bugs I've seen in quite some time.
Well,
everywhere. I mean, and I even did this because it was getting so bad. I put one of those canopies that kind of goes over the picnic table that has a netting around the outside. Yeah. And they still got in there. And what I found out is it ended up being a bee trap that the bees would get in there and not know how to get out. And so they're just kind of buzzing. Hey, so here's a tip for you guys. Dawn Power Wash. You just spray a bee with that and it paralyzes them. They just kind of fall to the ground. And that's just a couple of squirts and they're done. There you go.
Okay.
Dawn Power Wash. And this turned into my 13-year-old son's activity. He loved this. He's in there trying to kill all the bees, you know. So half the time he's enjoying that. But yeah, he's scared of them. And by the way, I just kind of let him be in charge of this because I could tell he was kind of freaking out. Whenever we'd go in and out of the tent, he's like, all right, hurry up. And he's like zipping it up and as fast as he could, you know, to not let any bugs in. Well, guess what? Sunday morning, when we woke up to come home, he wakes up, he rolls over at me, and he goes, I did it!
Aww.
I'm like, you did what? He goes, I made it through the whole trip. See, I didn't even know this inner angst was in him. But then I realized, gosh, this guy's never been on a camping trip before. No wonder he reacts so strongly to the bugs and everything. There was a lot of fear that he just didn't speak up about. And so I was really proud of him for saying, yeah, I did it. But the thought crossed my mind is, you never know if you're going to do it if you don't try it.
Exactly, yeah.
How many things do we just not take on?
Yep.
Because you're afraid of whether you're going to make it or not. Mm-hmm. Not saying you have to go camping, Misty.
Thank you.
Hey, sure hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about The Morning Show, you can just go to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.